This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 8, Episode 12, unique episodes every weekday in the month of August. If you missed anything, please go back for previous episodes as we offer you unique content every day in the month, every weekday in the month of August. And it's absolutely free thanks to Hooters and their presenting sponsorship, once again, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They are celebrating 40 years, and in honor of the anniversary, on the 4th of every month, Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. One of those specials, for $19.83, a pound of crab legs, also great prices on buffalo and steamed shrimp. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Let me just mute my phone. Remember, we will be at Hooters for our live in-person Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast drafts. If you would like to join us in person at Hooters and be part of one of our leagues, that there is no fee to play in any fantasy league, much like I give you free fantasy content, I also do my leagues absolutely free. Now's the time to let me know you're interested. Write.todd at yahoo.com, write.todd at yahoo.com. Yes, you must be able to participate in person. And if you communicate to me your interest, I will immediately tell you the date, time, and location for 2023 Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Drafts. My email is write.todd at yahoo.com, write.todd at yahoo.com. Picking up where we left off yesterday, utilizing the wonderful resources and mock draft data of Fantasy Football Calculator, where I put in a 12-team standard scoring league to give us over 3,000 mock drafts and what that spits out in terms of ADP. We did the first round yesterday based on data of over 3,000 leagues over the previous week. Let's do round two today. Based on that data of over 3,000 mock drafts of the last week, I will recap 1 through 12 just to tell you who's off the board. Please go back and listen to that podcast for more thoughts and analysis. It was McCaffrey, Jefferson, Chase, Kelsey, Chubb, Eckler, Hill, Robinson, Kupp, Henry, Taylor, Diggs. First pick in the second round, A.J. Brown. We talked about him last week when we were analyzing fantasy production for my leagues last year in my scoring settings, and how A.J. Brown was a rock-solid wide receiver 4, overall number 25, with a total of 215.6 fantasy points, 11 touchdowns, 88 receptions for 1,496 yards. The key for me on A.J. Brown is he caught half of Jalen Hurts' passing touchdowns. He caught half of them. And I think Eagles fans and Devontae Smith fans and Devontae Smith owners were happy with what Devontae Smith did. Yet, one of every two passing touchdowns from Jalen Hurts went to A.J. Brown. And you can make the argument Jalen Hurts is going to throw more than 22 touchdowns this year, because remember, he sat out some games near the end of last year, and he's still developing as an NFL quarterback. We probably haven't seen him at his best yet. And he's very good. So A.J. Brown, according to Fantasy Football Calculator mock draft data, first pick in the second round, and I see why. The second pick in the second round, according to the same data, is Saquon Barkley. We talked about Barkley's production last year. He was RB5 behind Jacobs, Henry, Eckler, McCaffrey, Chubb, and then Barkley came in at 6. No receiving touchdowns despite 338 yards receiving. He's going to get receiving touchdowns this year. Look, he's not going to get I'm not predicting it's going to be a big number, but there'll be some there. 10 rushing touchdowns. So, yeah, Barkley does suffer a little bit on rushing touchdowns because Daniel Jones gets rushing touchdowns. He had 7 last year. There's a lot of stability in New York. Barkley, he got his money. He agreed it was just a $900,000 bump, but he got his money. Familiar with the quarterback. They've added more speed. The head coach knows what he's doing. So there's Barkley, second pick of the second round. CeeDee Lamb is next. He was overall 35 in my scoring settings last year. And let's see, he was wide receiver. Diggs was 5. So he was wide receiver 6. Yeah, very good. So yeah, that all makes sense. Mike McCarthy calling the plays now. No Kellen Moore. Still with Dak Prescott. I think the loss of Dalton Schultz is offset by the addition of Brandon Cooks. I'm not going – Brandon Cooks will put up yards. But CeeDee Lamb still in a great position to have a big year. And I'm looking at him based on the mock draft data as the 15th choice off the board, 3rd in the second round. Followed immediately by his teammate, Tony Pollard. Pollard off the broken leg in the playoff game would be next up. Big production last year, even though Ezekiel Elliott was getting all the short yardage carries near the goal line. It was very effective getting in the end zone. Pollard will now share time with Deuce Vaughn, the rookie from Kansas State. Pollard obviously is a dual threat, both running the ball and catching it. I do have some concerns about him going from being an RB2 to an RB1 just based on history of RB2s don't always handle the RB1 move seamlessly. But obviously I'm a Cowboys fan. I love Tony Pollard, and he's playing for a future contract, so he should be very motivated. And in a Dallas offense that has a lot going for it. Devontae Adams, 5th player selected in the second round, and wide receiver 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, despite the production last year that had him nearly as wide receiver 1. You could argue that if David Carr doesn't get benched, I'm sorry, Derek Carr doesn't get benched, Adams finishes the year with more points than Justin Jefferson. But still, 14 touchdowns last year. This is more of a commentary on the Raiders as much as anything, not so much Adams, although I guess the touchdown regression argument can be made that Adams isn't going to score on 14% of his receptions as he did last year. Raiders could be behind a lot. You know, clearly he's a great guy to throw to. Garoppolo doesn't throw the deep ball very well. So I understand Adams not being selected as one of the top 2 or 3 wide receivers, but still should put up good fantasy points. You know, definitely worthy of a second round pick. Ooh, there's a Amon-Ra St. Brown at number 18 overall, and right there in the middle of the second round. How about that? Amon-Ra St. Brown last year overall number 50, had some injuries. I don't buy into this Lions talk that they're really that good. But I buy Amon-Ra St. Brown as a fantasy producer, definitely. But wow, second round, whew. And that's a combination of over 3,000 mock drafts. Wow. Look at Garrett Wilson is next. So we're already, how many receivers off the board in the first 19 picks? Garrett Wilson is 19. Telling you, fantasy football changing. Wide receivers more than running backs. So yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Garrett Wilson would be the 10th wide receiver off the board. And according to this mock draft data from fantasyfootballcalculator.com, over 3,000 mock drafts used, Garrett Wilson, 10th wide receiver taken in the first 19 picks. And that not only speaks highly of Garrett Wilson, but we all know how highly Aaron Rodgers speaks of Garrett Wilson based on the Hall of Fame game. And it speaks to Aaron Rodgers' presence with the New York Jets. Guess who's next? Our first quarterback, Mahomes. According to the mock draft data, Mahomes in there at number 20. He was the number one producer in my scoring settings last year with an extra game on both Allen and Burrow, or likely Allen finishes his overall and QB1 for the third year in a row. But there, if you're wondering, how early does Mahomes go? Where would I need to take him if that's who you want? According to this mock draft data, Patrick Mahomes off the board at number 20. At number 21, there's Josh Jacobs. We have no idea what the future holds for Josh Jacobs. Yet, according to this mock draft data right now, and look, if we knew Jacobs was in camp and happy, he'd be going in the first round. So as a result of his holdout, he's at number 21 and at RB, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th running back off the board. Yeah, the minute he gets in camp, that number will shoot up. Jalen Waddle at 22, not a player you can sleep on. Owners of Jalen Waddle always seem to be happy owning him. He's very involved in the offense. He's going to catch a lot of balls. I had him as overall 39 last year. He gets his share right there with Tyreek Hill and a very accurate Tua Tagovailoa. Waddle's not going to make as many big plays, but the production is certainly there. And there he is, 10th pick of the second round based on this mock draft data. Then Josh Allen is next. So Josh Allen goes 3 picks after Patrick Mahomes. Allen at number 23. So that would be 2 quarterbacks in the second round. And then at number 24, this caught me a little off guard, Chris Olave of New Orleans, another Ohio State wide receiver, as the last pick of the second round. And that would be wide receiver 12. So according to this fantasy football calculator mock draft data of over 3,000 mock drafts in the last week, half of the first 2 rounds are wide receivers, Olave being the 12th wide receiver off the board with the last pick of a 12-team draft in the second round. What do you think? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll take a look at rounds 3 and 4 in this mock draft data in tomorrow's episode of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember to let me know if you want in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft Leagues. Courtesy of Hooters, your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stacked sandwiches, salads, and more. We will be at Hooters for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Drafts. Email me if you would like to participate and want to be there with us in a no-fee league. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Times are changing. 3,000 mock drafts spit out half of the first 2 rounds as wide receivers. Half. The transition from wide receiver running backs going early to wide receivers going early is reinforced by this data. This is what I've been doing the last few years, and it's why I've been in a position so often to win fantasy football championships. I won our podcast league 2 years ago. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.